Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom mixed with just enough caffeine to keep you going. If you're like most of us, you're juggling a million things at once, work deadlines, family commitments, maybe even trying to squeeze in a workout or two. It can feel like there's never enough time, and sometimes our mental well-being gets pushed to the back burner, right? Well, guess what? Your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. That's why today we're diving into how you can prioritize your mental health even when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car. Trust me, there are ways to make it work. Here is the deal. We often get caught in this hamster wheel of busyness, thinking that if we just do one more thing, check off one more item on our list, everything will magically fall into place. But that's a recipe for burnout, my friend. So let's flip the script and talk about some practical ways to build mental resilience and find pockets of peace amidst the chaos. First things first. Acceptance. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. We're human beings, not superheroes. Acknowledge your feelings, even the tough ones. Don't bottle them up or try to force a smile when you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, acceptance is the first step towards healing and growth. Next up, boundaries. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and space like you would protect a rare orchid. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. I know, the word sounds a little woo-woo, but hear me out. It's simply about being present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel your feet on the ground, and focus on your senses. Even 5 minutes of mindfulness can make a world of difference in calming your mind and reducing stress. Another key takeaway. Movement. You don't need to run a marathon or hit the gym every day. Just get your body moving. A brisk walk, some stretching, even dancing around your living room, anything that gets your blood flowing can do wonders for both your physical and mental health. And finally, connection. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on connection. Make time for the people who lift you up, who make you laugh, who offer a listening ear. Nurture those relationships because they're essential to our well-being. Ever felt like your to-do list is just getting longer and longer? You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle work deadlines, family commitments, and maybe even squeeze in some self-care. It can be overwhelming, right? Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend of mine who was constantly on the go. She was a high-powered lawyer with a demanding job, a mom of two young kids, and always trying to find time for her hobbies. Sarah felt like she was running a marathon every single day, but there was never enough time to catch her breath. One evening, Sarah realized that she hadn't had a proper night's sleep in weeks. She was irritable, anxious, and struggling to focus. That's when she decided to make a change. Sarah started by implementing some of the stoic principles we talked about today. She learned to say no to extra commitments, carved out time for mindfulness exercises, and made an effort to connect with loved ones more often. She even started going for daily walks during her lunch break. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a significant difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and had more energy to tackle her day. Sarah realized that prioritizing her mental health wasn't selfish, it was essential to her overall well-being and happiness. So remember, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do everything. Take things one step at a time, focus on what truly matters, and be kind to yourself along the way. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to leave with this. Mental health is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about finding those little pockets of peace in the midst of chaos and building resilience for the long haul. You got this. Now, go out there and make today awesome. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode with us on social media. Use #ForceTrueFirst and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner fortitude. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.